Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
The Wander Lover podcast was created with the mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you've been enjoying the Wander Lover podcast, if you've been tuning in and finding inspiration and taking away value, it would mean so much to me if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I continue to record these episodes for you every single week and take all of your comments and feedback to heart. Thank you guys so, so much. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast and hello from Cornwall, England. It was so crazy because on our last episode, I talked about not getting our visas for the UK, and when I flew into the country, they actually detained me. They first pulled me over because it was those electronic machines and mine said, go see agent. I went to go see an agent and he was like, we need to sit you down and we need to ask you some questions because it looks like over here you recently got a visa refusal. And I was like, yeah, that happened a few days ago. And he was like, okay, you just have to sit down. I'm going to go talk to some people. It was so crazy because I sat next to this one guy and he was talking to another officer. Apparently, he was from Iran. He was flying from Canada through the UK into Turkey, but his passport's from Iran, and he had his visa for Turkey, but what he didn't know was that even to transit through England, he needed a visa, and he didn't have it, and he couldn't apply for it, so they had to send him back to Iran, and he was so chill about it, like weirdly calm, given the fact that he flew from Canada and he was going to Turkey and now they're like, you can't even go back to Canada, you have to go back to Iran. So for a moment there, I thought they were going to send me back to America. But thank God nothing like that happened. Rags came back, Rags was able to talk to them. They probably saw that we were like a legit couple. We're not trying to do anything sketchy and we're really by the books with this whole thing. We just had a little mix up with my visa. But they finally let me through after 20 minutes of waiting, 20 minutes of me thinking about the worst case scenario. That being said, I do have another visa application processing and I will be in Austria and Germany towards the end of June. And my 30th birthday is coming up on June 21st and in the middle of the month, I will be heading to Ibiza. Woo! I am so excited. I'm going with a group of girlfriends and it's just going to be such a great trip. So that was my eventful few days. And today in England was beautiful, was sunny. I went live in the Wander Lover community explaining my online business model that enables you to work from anywhere. I also recorded a Loom video for our Business Academy students explaining how ClickUp works, how I use it in my business, and how our members can too. We then went grocery shopping and I picked up some pasties. They're like Cornish empanadas and they're so good. You can get them with steak, with cheese, with chicken, and I was literally about to pass out after because it was so sunny and I had food coma, But I felt really inspired to record this episode, and I just wanted to record it in the sunshine. Not like you can see, but it's really beautiful out, and I was like, I can't go to sleep now. So here we are, and in today's episode, I want to spread all of this travel, sunny, bright, happy energy to all of you. I want you all to feel really inspired this start of the month, and today we are going to cover six pillars for your first six figures. I've helped hundreds of my clients and customers start their online business, and I've helped a handful of them first scale to 5K months, 10K months. We do this in Momentum Mastermind that is now open for enrollment. So if you are a new coach, creative, or online service-based entrepreneur, and you're ready to see your first six figures in 2023, click on the link in the episode description or send me a DM to set up a free call. I would love to discuss if this is the right program for you. We're going to go through these six pillars in Momentum Mastermind. It doesn't have to be complicated and it doesn't have to be difficult, but it has to be strategic and planned, because most of the time, if you're just operating day to day, doing what you think needs to be done and not really moving the needle in the right direction, you're not going to hit six figures by accident. It usually happens with intention, with a plan, and a strategic focus. And that is exactly what I want to communicate, how you can kind of self-navigate and see if what you are doing is currently working and on track to make you the income you desire. And two things I want to mention before we go ahead with the pillars. The first is that when you are on this online business journey, it's okay to be overwhelmed, and you have to be okay with being overwhelmed. I don't think there ever gets to a point at anybody's business trajectory where they don't feel overwhelmed from time to time. This is a sign of growth. This is a sign of learning something new and being in your discomfort zone, which is so necessary if you are looking to be a better business owner. So if you feel like things should come to you easily, if things should make sense right away, that's just setting yourself up for disillusionment and failure, because it's never like that for anyone when you're trying to learn something new. The other thing I want to mention is I'm going to give you six pillars, but you have to know as a business owner why you are running your business, who you're running it for, and the things you are doing that's going to set you up for success in the long run. A lot of times it's really easy to focus on short-term strategies, monthly income goals, really trying to hit those numbers without having the foundations or the scalability or the sustainability behind it, which is why when you start with a strategy like this one, it's probably going to look different in your first few months. You're paving the runway for success instead of making larger and larger incomes every single month. For example, if you're trying to reach $10,000 a month, you might take on a lot of one-on-one clients, but is that really sustainable? And is that going to take you to that next income level when your time is tied, finite, and it's not scalable? So these are questions I want you to be asking yourself, things that I want you to be okay with as we go into pillar number one. So pillar number one for your first six figures is making sure that your product and service suite makes sense and that it sets you up to hit six figures by the end of the year. If you are selling low ticket items, you mathematically need a high number of conversions or a large audience in order to get you to $100,000. If you are selling one-on-one services, can you afford to take on that many more clients in order to hit 100K? Do you have to introduce something more scalable, like a course or an ebook or some digital products? Are your offers transformational enough where you are able to convert enough people at that price point for you to hit your income target? These are all questions we want to be asking ourselves in the beginning. We want to be looking long-term instead of just what's right in front of us. If you feel like one-on-one is not where your heart is, then maybe you can consider introducing another service that's going to take all of the testimonials, all of the expertise that you gained working one-on-one, but instead creating another transformational offer that is easy to sell, that people will sign up for, And that's going to help you reach your income goal. So the first pillar is always having a rock solid transformational product and service suite, because everything else that we talk about can only go as far as your ability to actually help people with their problems. We can have the most amazing marketing, branding, sales funnels, but if your product or your service isn't doing what it says it's going to do and people aren't happy with it, it's going to feel really unaligned and it's going to be hard for you to grow it with the enthusiasm and the energy you need. Going off of that, the second pillar you need to focus on is your branding and authority in your own niche or space. This comes from consistently building your reputation, communicating with other people in your network, collaborating with other people in your network, investing in your branding, making yourself look professional, as well as getting features in trusted, reputable magazines, news channels, and news sources. We're gonna have a whole month dedicated to this in Momentum Mastermind, because in this day and age, it's so easy for someone to just whip up a new business with no backing behind it, with no proof. And we really want that authority. We want you to be internationally recognized. And it makes such a big difference because you can be trusted, right? If those news channels are looking to feature you, then you're probably a reputable source that's not going to scam them. This really takes intention. It takes foresight and planning. There are so many things you're doing every day. So maybe media outreach isn't something that you schedule into your day, but we need to make sure we are growing that aspect of your business, because I promise you it's going to pay off in the long run. The third pillar you need to be focusing on is your marketing. Your offers can only reach the right people if you invest into your marketing and if you're really intentional about it. Not just posting on whatever channels you're active on and hoping it reaches the right person, but tracking your metrics, making sure the channels you are active on are actually where your ideal clients are, and whether your marketing is effective. We want to focus on both organic and paid marketing strategies. So with social media, with SEO, with paid Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, Google advertising, we want to find what works for you. And we want to make sure that all of the information, all of the content you're putting out there is related to your brand and it converts your audience. We don't want to just throw something out without knowing which content pillar it belongs to. And this is so important because going back to our equation of how much our products and services are versus how much people we need to convert in order to hit 100,000, let's do an example. You can either sell 100 packages at $1,000, or you can sell 50 packages a year at $2,000, or you can sell 5,000 of a $20 product. So depending on how many people you need to convert, you have to curate and create your marketing strategy around that. If you are trying to sell high volume, let's say 5,000 of a $20 product, you're probably gonna wanna create a really strong, high converting landing page that directs traffic directly to the landing page. You're probably gonna wanna invest in someone to design the landing page and make it look really good and make people want to buy immediately instead of having them go through an automation or have to go through a complicated masterclass funnel to sign up for a $20 product, right? So we want to curate the marketing strategies accordingly. On the other hand, if you're trying to sell a $2,000 package or a $5,000 package, you're probably not going to direct people straight to a web page to sign up because they need more time. They need to learn about you and your business and see testimonials first before committing to that, right? And this is why your marketing strategy is so important, because it's really going to dictate whether or not you're investing in the right areas and whether those areas are going to help you reach those six figures. The next pillar is sales. If people don't know what you're selling, they can find your page but not buy simply because they don't know exactly what you are selling. And it has to be probably a lot more obvious than you imagine. You probably think it's going to be quote unquote extra. People have already seen it. And if they haven't seen it yet, they should see it in one of your old posts. You do not want them to jump through hoops. You want to account for every new person coming into your audience. Are they seeing what it is that you are selling? If you're under the six-figure mark, sell every single day. I often see there is a misconception that sales are supposed to be so easy, you kind of don't even have to sell at all and you make money. That can happen, but from my experience and from my clients' experiences, that comes after time. That comes after building your authority, your product and service suite, growing your audience to be so aligned that people immediately buy whatever it is that you are selling, right? It takes time. And in the beginning, it really has to be this hustle of constant launches, getting your offer out there, getting your name out there, selling in the DMs, in emails, and building up your confidence to do so. I see a lot of people who are really confident with showing up on social media, but when it comes to selling and talking about their paid services, they shy away. Is this you? Because if so, you are not alone. This also comes into play when you are expanding your product and service suite. Maybe you have your one-on-one down and they love your work. They give you amazing testimonials and you are ready to launch another offer, but you don't know if people will buy. Bringing in the sales experience from your prior launches is really going to help you, and we want to show up with that same amount of confidence, even if you have no idea whether or not the offer will sell. However, most of the time we do know it'll sell because we do our market research and we beta test before. But we need to be sure that our sales are on point, because without selling and without sales, we do not have a business. And most of the time, it's not gonna happen the way we plan for it to. We always have to accommodate with the nature of our business and how it runs and go with the flow. It's so funny because as humans, we have this tendency to just assume what is going to happen, and we predict, and we're so confident in our predictions, and we're so sure about something that can be so wrong. So I'm just gonna tell you now that whatever you had in mind, how you plan to hit your first six figures without having done it yet, whatever your plan is, it's probably wrong. If it was working and if it would work, you would probably be there by now. But if you're looking at your business and you're like, when is it gonna happen? How do I know it's gonna happen? You're probably gonna want to try new things, try to reframe your mindset of what you think you should be doing, how it should be working, and learning what actually does work. The fifth pillar to help you get to your first six figures, systems. So do you have systems like launches, like templates that you can just rinse and repeat? Do you do things on time? Do you have project management systems in place so everything is going according to plan? Are you doing everything yourself? And are you oftentimes missing and stumbling on some things that could be outsourced and done on time or done better or done more effectively? You are not meant to be doing everything in your business. In the beginning, you have to, because maybe you're bootstrapping and you're learning how everything works, but that should not be your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal should not be having to do every single thing in your business. You need to start thinking about the long run, because your time and your energy is, again, capped. Right. So if you don't have a plan to outsource or a strategy of how to grow and reinvest your income into ways that can grow your business, then you're not thinking big enough. Because if you rely on your current strategy of doing everything yourself, it's going to be really hard to reach six figures and multiple six figures if you wanted to. So again, like, do you have the capacity and do you have the foresight to scale bigger and bigger? Because it can only grow on strong foundations. The foundations being that you get everything done in time, you have rinse and repeated systems and templates that other people can use if they want to take over your role. If you are, let's say, a fitness coach, your main job should be fitness coaching. It shouldn't be learning about Canva. It shouldn't be designing your website or building your own app, right? Do you see how if you can let someone else handle what you're not naturally good at, your business is going to grow so much faster? So again, I'm not saying you have to do it all now, but you should have a plan instead of just waiting for one day in the future you're going to hire someone. Give yourself a due date and write it in your business plan. The last pillar is accountability. And this is so big because you can have all of the strategies, watch all the YouTube videos, take all the courses that you want. But if you don't have someone or a group of people holding you accountable, making sure you're working on what actually matters and making sure that you are doing what needs to be done and what you say you're gonna do, that makes all the difference. And that is the key to making things happen faster, because it's so easy to get away with your own bullshit when it's just you. And I can admit this for myself, because I think it's human nature. You tend to let yourself go. But if you are staying accountable, if there's someone holding you accountable and calling you out, you're going to change your habits. You're going to catch yourself a lot sooner than if you just let it slide. And this is why I created Momentum Mastermind, because in my personal experience, masterminds are what has transformed my business the most. It's when things just click and I'm like, this is exactly what I needed. And for me to be able to create this container and see such amazing transformations in my clients' lives simply by being around other inspired, ambitious individuals, it makes all the difference. What's amazing about the 2023 cohort is that we are running for 6 months instead of 4. So I wanted to support you all the way through to the end of the year. And I'm combining private coaching with our group calls because I want you to have the community interaction, but I also want to make sure that you are doing what needs to be done and that I'm personally holding you accountable. We already have a few spots filled and it's going to cap out. So if you are interested, let me know on Instagram or send me an email. I'm happy to set up a call. We start in July and I can't wait to celebrate with you when you hit your first six-figure year. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know which one of these six pillars was your favorite and which one you are going to work on going forward. I will see you guys in the next episode. Have an amazing week.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.